This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Noah Adams. A follow-up now on a story we reported several weeks ago about the rape and murder of a student at Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti. Officials at the school are accused of covering up that incident, and now comes news that the university's president has been fired. 22-year-old Laura Dickinson was found dead in her dorm room late last year. At first, school officials told her parents and the media that there was no sign of foul play. Then in February, another student was arrested, charged with her murder. And joining us now is Jeff Larkham, who's covering the story for the Ann Arbor News. Mr. Larkham, take us back to last December when the young woman's body was found. How did the school react at that time?
They began investigating, and the school called in other co-investigators, the Michigan State Police and Washtenaw County Sheriff. Investigators determined that the death was suspicious from the start, but the public stance of the school, that is, the releases to the media and the therefore the public, were that there was no foul play and it was a quote-unquote death investigation.
So they had not shared any of that with the parents?
No, and that's probably the kind of key triggering fact in the anger over this, is that the parents didn't really know until there was an arrest about the nature of their daughter's death.
Okay, so there is an arrest. What happens then?
There was an arrest on February 23rd, and after that, the questions naturally arose because immediately the analysis shifted from an unfortunate death of a student, perhaps by a heart arrhythmia or something, to someone who was raped and murdered, and therefore the perpetrator was still on campus, possibly. And at that point, questions over compliance with a federal law called the Clery Act comes in. Did you issue a timely warning to campus? All of which is underpinned by the need for safety for students and the like.
Tell us the name of the act again.
Clery Act. It's named after Jeanne Clery, a former Lehigh student who was murdered, and afterwards it was found that there were many undisclosed campus crimes. And so the act was passed in the early 90s as a means to make campuses safer.
John Fallon is the university's president. Has he said anything? He was fired. Did he make any kind of comment?
Well, he told me last night he had been fired, that he'd received notice from the regents on that. The regents have yet to formally announce that move. They were to announce personnel moves stemming from this controversy at today's meeting of the Board of Regents this afternoon.
Any other jobs might be lost here?
It's possible that the vice president of student services, Jim Vick, who Fallon claimed was his sole source of information during the investigation, will be given some sort of a retirement package. He will leave the university. And Cindy Hall, the chief of police at EMU, has reportedly left her office and cleaned out her desk, et cetera, and maybe offered some sort of a retirement package as well. They're both longtime employees at the university.
A lot of attention focused back, reflected back, as it were, to Eastern Michigan because of this incident after the shootings in Blacksburg, Virginia, at Virginia Tech. Do you think the president would still have his job if not for Blacksburg?
That's hard to say because I believe the Virginia Tech killings have sort of raised consciousness about this and put that school as well as EMU sort of 1-2 in this overall issue of campus security. But the anger at EMU on the campus over this incident and by many over Fallon's actions or inaction in this case is so profound that the regents may have concluded that just a structural reality is you need to let the president go.
Reporter Jeff Larkham talking with us. He works for the Ann Arbor News. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.